This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mother Nature is angrily traveling across the nation, lingering snow in the west and snow and high winds moving into the central part of the nation. In Monte Rio, California, north of Los Angeles, Fire Chief Steve Baxman says the heavy rain and strong winds were dangerous.
One guy at his office, the limb came right down into his coffee machine. And the other one came right into their front room. Both people happened to be in another room when it happened.
Phew. Millions of Americans will be traveling for the holidays, says the AAA, about 112 million of us. A spokesman says travel time will be extended this year because Christmas Day and New Year's Day fall on Sundays. Back in 1988, everybody traveling on Pan Am Flight 103 was killed when a bomb brought the plane down over Lockerbie, Scotland. Most of those killed were Americans. 11 people on the ground were killed, too. Now a Libyan intelligence official accused of making the bomb is in U.S. custody. The AP's Julie Walker.
The Pan Am bombing killed 270 people, including 190 Americans, among them Stephanie Bernstein's husband.
I was really skeptical that we would ever see this day come.
The arrest of Abu Aguila Muhammad Massoud is a milestone in the decades-old investigation. He was charged 2 years ago while in Libyan custody.
Our government, the Department of Justice, has always said to us, we are committed to following the evidence wherever it leads. And I think what today shows is that that was not an empty promise.
He's the third Libyan intelligence official charged in the U.S., but would be the first to appear in an American courtroom for prosecution. I'm Julie Walker.
Iran has hanged a man from a construction crane. He allegedly killed two paramilitary members, reportedly after becoming angry about the killing of protesters. This is AP News. Now to the border.
The governor of Arizona, in his final weeks in office, is taking a stand against illegal border crossings. Governor Doug Ducey, a Republican who leaves office next month, has had work crews stacking shipping containers along the east end of his state's border with Mexico. He sued the federal government in October when it tried to stop the project on environmental and land use concerns. Ducey says Arizona's doing the job that Joe Biden refuses to do, securing the border in any way we can. Incoming Governor Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, says she isn't sure what to do about the container wall, concerned about the cost of removing it. Previously, she'd suggested those shipping containers could be repurposed into housing units for the homeless. I'm Jackie Quinn.
They've found 63 tombs in an ancient burial site in Gaza. Workers had been building a housing development. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.